This is Radio X, Belgium's first and only 24/7 English-speaking commercial radio station. Radio X.
This is Owen Stafford for Radio X. I am at the KBC Tower in downtown Brussels, and I'm at a conference that is being held in relation to the upcoming Dag van der Zorg, whereby the hospitals around Flanders and the healthcare centres are open to the public, where people can go in for themselves and see the good work that has been done with patients and with others who are in need of healthcare services in Flanders. I'm joined by Els de Smet, who is one of the organisers and coordinators behind Dag van der Zorg. So essentially, Dag van der Zorg, in English, what would be the loose translation?
A day of care and welfare.
And so when is this happening? What date?
The day is happening now, Sunday, 15th mm-hmm. March. It's already the fourth year that we organize the open day. This year, it's a bit extended, so we have a lot of things to do mm-hmm. during the week before the day of the care.
Yes, hence you're holding this conference today. What's the main purpose behind it? Because there's a lot of people here speaking. We just heard a very interesting presentation regarding innovation in healthcare and how patients can do more for themselves. It was really fascinating. So it is very much extended, as you say. So with regards, it was a huge event last year, about 250,000, I hear. Are you expecting the same this year as well?
Of course. And we also have more than 150 organizations who have their own open day mm-hmm. on Sunday. So it means that a lot of hospitals, home for the elderly, homes for people, for disabled, they have an open day so people can go and have a look behind the doors mm-hmm. what's going on there. Normally, when you go to a hospital, you have to be sick, but now on Sunday you can go there and everyone will be there to give information, to show the new things they have in their hospital.
In terms of the people that come along to view it, I assume it's families, possibly old people, but also students as well and people who are studying healthcare?
Yes, of course, because the healthcare is in education an important direction which students can choose. There are a lot of nurses, doctors, educationers who follow that education. So there are also schools who have their own open day. Students can go and have a look in the school, but also, of course, at a place where they mm-hmm. can work later when they're graduating.
And how did the idea first come into being? It's a fantastic idea, so it could certainly be a model for other areas to follow. So who came up with the idea initially?
4 years ago, we have a communication agency, and there were a lot of clients who work in healthcare and welfare. And we know in Belgium the tradition of the open bedrijvendag, so that is in October, that big companies can open their doors. But in the welfare and in the care, there was not that tradition. So because we knew the sector, because we knew a lot of people in the sector, we just started it, and it was from the beginning we had a lot of success.
Can certainly be a model that could be exported to other areas, no doubt. It would be a very good idea because a lot of people are worried about the area of healthcare. So with people who are listening now and they want to find out more about it, as you mentioned, it's on March the 15th. This is, all going well, will become an annual event.
I think so, yes. Next year it will be our fifth anniversary. Maybe we do something more and special then. We'll mm-hmm. see. Yeah.
And where can people find out more about it?
On our website, dagvandezorg.be.
Dag van der Zorg. That's just to spell it for the English listeners, D-A-G V-A-N-D-E-Z-O-R-G, dagvandezorg.be. Okay, we'll leave there for the time being. Els de Smet, who's one of the organisers and coordinators of Dag van der Zorg, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to me out of your very hectic schedule here today at the KBC building.
Thank you.
This is Radio X.